and all of you on the web, we welcome you. I want to be sure we're on the same page today. And this is a miracle. Ms. Pierce, please stand up. How many times have you ever seen her at a prayer meeting? James Keller even called from McAllen. James and I used to get up every morning at 4 and go pray for him. And Pam would just say, "Don't wake me up." So I just love it that she can. Now, there's several things I want us to do today, and I want us to stay focused. I think this is probably our most important pivotal day that we have been a part of in a long time in this nation. And because of that, it's really important that we really stay right in the Lord. I spent yesterday trying on my Shabbat, trying to seek Him. And I can't lead prayer until the Spirit of God gives me the pattern from the Word that He wants me to lead from. We lead out of our soul. Say anything unless He first tells the prophet. And like with Mr. Trump, he told me in 2008, Mr. Trump would be president in 2016. He said he would be in there for 3.5 years, then he would pull him aside. And therefore, when everyone was prophesying in 2020 about all that, I knew I couldn't get into that flow about overturning the last election and doing all that, because God had said very specifically He would be in there 3.5 years, and then He would pull Him aside. And so you have to know the Lord can, the Word of God says the Lord will only. Had to ask Him, "What are you saying to America through 2026? That was first. And then he told me this morning we're to loose grace in this year of grace. And so you always look at the timing we're in and you operate from that in your prayer life. So you loose grace to, and in the Word of God in Acts, it became super abundant where it was touchable. And the dynamic of it took action wherever God's people walked. It took action. And so, Lord, we start right now by loosing grace. Lord, we receive Your grace from heaven. You even say to Your people, shout grace. So, Lord, we start by shouting grace. Father, we shout grace to the mountains that are mounting up. We shout grace from this house, and we receive grace from this house. So all during this time of prayer, when God speaks to you to shout grace, you shout. The second thing you have to remember about this year is it has to do with high places and how we're seated. And so the next thing the Lord said was, I want you to create the seat for my future for America. So what we will do is loose dynamics that will create the seat, and then He'll seat in it who qualifies. That will take us beyond 2026. Now, I want that to go on record. we will create the seed that God wants in this nation, because that's what this year's about. And then He will qualify who He sees matches what we create today. He will be responsible to see them. Now that takes me back to June 22nd when we were here and I was meeting with leaders here, key leaders from all over, and we were having a private meeting. And all of a sudden, the Spirit of God came down on me and said, I will begin the reseeding today. Now, after that, President Biden resigned. Didn't resign. He backed away and said it was the week, as soon as that was said, that he would not be running. And so it was as if the Lord was saying, because you agreed with me, now I can reseat what needs to rule this nation and cause it to come into my order that can extend you, and I'm choosing my words very carefully, beyond 2026. Now, Father, we come into agreement that as of today, you will extend this nation beyond 2026. Father, we are in agreement. See, how can we pray unless we're in agreement? You will extend this nation beyond 2026. Father, you told me, you woke me up at 3 o'clock and you said, Hezekiah, extend time. Now, Lord, we decree today you are extending the time of this nation beyond 2026. Because what God showed me in 86 with Russia and China would vie to make us the nation they would have us be after 2026. So, Father, we say you have said you will extend this nation beyond 2026. And so, Father, we today will rise up and set in order the seat that is necessary to bring this nation beyond 2026. Now, the reason Pam is here is because, you know, we have never told our children how to vote. We've never, I don't tell people how to vote. I do tell you we have a responsibility. And I think the wisdom she extended to our daughter yesterday, who's in California, which has a totally different atmosphere, with a totally different agenda from here. And she said two things to Rebecca. She said, first of all, our Constitution and our Declaration of Independence is not fragile. I decree right now that what has been established by covenant over this nation is not fragile. Lord, we come into agreement today that it is not a fragile constitution. It is not a declaration of independence and freedom that is so fragile that we will have anxiety over it. God's people do not ever need to make his covenant sound right. He is the God above all gods. He is quite capable of ruling on his kingdom's behalf. We have a responsibility to war to enforce his will in this earth realm. And the other thing she said to Rebecca, this is not just about a president. We have a house, and I'm in alignment with the speaker of the house, and I saw God put that speaker in there. And we have a Senate, and we have a Supreme Court. Decree, they are seated firm. Father, we decree those seats cannot be manipulated by the enemy today. Father, we decree that the seats of the Supreme Court, the seats of the House of Representatives, and the seats of the Senate cannot be manipulated today in Jesus' name. And we decree from this portal, those seats will be set in place how you see them. And the other thing God's people can never do is get so adamant about our belief that we don't express it by love. Now, we spoke that on Sunday. If you do that, we're in violation of the love law of love. And we lose our focus and our ability to discern properly. So, Father, we set freedom working across this nation today. And we say, Lord, however you want people to express themselves today, let them express themselves and you judge their expression.
Angels of freedom come, angels of freedom come, all come as we are seated, as we are seated in this nation, as we take our seat, angels of freedom come.
Now we're taking our seat now. We are seated. He has gone. He has prepared a place for us. Lord, we ask you, seat your people first.
We take our seat. We take our seat. We take our seat. In the heavenly realms. In the heavenly realms. Far above, far above, far above. All principalities and power.
Now, Lisa, loose what you sent me this morning.
It is no coincidence that our election day is on November 5th, being the day of grace. And it is also on Tuesday, which is the third day. When you look at the days of creation, and y'all know I always go back to in the beginning. And on the third day was the day that God, first of all, rolled the waters of chaos off the earth realm. He said, let dry land appear. So we stand right now from our position in the heavenlies, and we decree over this nation that the waters of chaos that had sought to overwhelm us and to swamp us and to swallow up and drown the works of the Lord, we tell you now to roll back and let the dry land appear.
Well,
God saw that. He called it good. And then on the third day, he spoke to the land. He spoke to the seeds of life and the seeds of righteousness that were resident in the land. And he said, spring forth, come forth. So Lord, as the waters are rolled back, we speak.
this portal stirred. Father, we thank you. You are hearing us, and we are decreeing your will. Because it is your will that the seat of your rulership that has the ability for kingdom influence is put in place starting today in Jesus' name. Those words are penetrating. Lord, we ask you to send the wind of your spirit to catch every word we are sending up and spread them across this land from state to state to state in Yeshua's name. Now, there's one other thing the Lord told me There's two other things, but here's one other the Lord told me we had to do. He said, decree that I have always said to Israel, I said to Israel, you will always have someone from David's covenant that will rule on my behalf. Now, when he said that to me, there were times, time frames that wasn't occurring. The people chose Saul. Decree right now, any ruler that the people is choosing that needs to be displaced will be displaced. Lord, we said man's agenda will not rule in leadership this season.
We choose you, oh God. We choose you. Lord, we choose you. Come on, Lord.
And the
we
Lord says this is the beginning of a 7-year intensive war time that you're entering into. And it is the war over my covenant ruling in this land. I say to you, just as I told David, there was a long war between the house of David and the house of Saul. We say today, we enter in as a troop to war, that war over the next 7 years, so your throne will rule from heaven in this land.
Lord, we choose you, we choose you. Come and rule, come and reign in this place. Come and rule, come and reign in the nation, in the state. Come and rule, we choose you, we choose you, God. Stand your kingdom, let it come.
Lord, can you say, I want you to put your hand on somebody and say, these prayers by faith today are taking action. Lord, I bind any unbelief, I bind any double-mindedness, we bind any questioning, we bind any opinions, and we say, these words will be pure and rule and cause your will in heaven to manifest in the earth. Now, hold that Israel flag for just a second. It was when the Lord got me up and spoke to me at 3. I heard him very clearly, and I'll go over that with you in a moment. But by 7 o'clock this morning, Israel called and confirmed the same word I heard. Father, we thank you. We pray for the peace of Israel today because you tell us to. We say your covenant nation is establishing new boundaries. And because we are in prayer and agreement with those boundaries coming in place, this nation now can come into right boundaries in Jesus' name.
Vision that I had, I keep seeing this white sheet, like a bed sheet. It's thick, it's satiny, and I just feel like the Lord is shaking it out like he would like spread it on the bed. Like he's shaking it out. And white is known for purity. And I think he's just shaking out all the wickedness and shaking out all the wrinkles and making us a pure garment. So I just want to release that and decree that we are a garment without wrinkles of purity. And we are just moving forward without the wickedness.
And Father, we decree how white sheets were used wrongly in this nation. That will not occur. We've set a bloodline over it, and we say every ruling voice that is ruling to try to force covenant, we bind you, every ruling voice that is trying to rule, to set division, we bind you and we plead the blood of Jesus over you, and we say the sheep of heaven that you brought before Peter will come down, and God's people will rise up into a new place of freedom and out of religion. We break that religious spirit that was looped with Ku Klux Klan, and we say that will not rule the land. We break that religious spirit linked with prejudice. We say it will not rule this land. And we decree today a new sheet is coming down. Just shout it. For me to speak in one of the key Baptist churches there. They knew about us. They knew our testimony. And when I got ready to speak, Ku Klux Klan surrounded the church. And what the Lord instructed me to do was leave the pulpit and go right out in the middle of them. Father, we say, those that are stuck to the pulpit and not willing to move out and confront the enemy in days ahead, we say remove them from the pulpit in Jesus' name.
And the word says that God takes the earth by its edges and shakes the wickedness.
Wow.
Shakes the wickedness. He's like a sheet. He takes the earth and takes the earth and shakes the wickedness out. Hallelujah.
John, sing that over us.
He takes the earth by its edges and shakes the wickedness out of the darkness. He takes the earth by its edges and shakes the wickedness out of the darkness.
Shofar, Lord, bring that shofar if you have a shofar. Lord, we make this announcement in agreement with heaven that your sound of heaven is now penetrating and ruling every state in this nation.
Thank you.
Now, Rita Bear, you come up and you make a decree from the first people of what you want to see in days ahead.
Sa gitna, ilagay mo siya. Gidami natin pili mo. Astam, kanto. Come, Lord Jesus. By the power and the unction of your Holy Spirit, we invite you in this season that you would be glorified. We decree and declare that you are God. You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. There is none like you, O God, in the heavens above and in the earth below. You alone will be glorified in this time and in this season. And every wicked king and leader shall come down. Because every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Nimandum gidapu. You are the one. You are the one. You are the Almighty. And we decree and declare grace upon this land. Father, as a First Nations people, I bow before you. I bow before you and I say, forgive us, O God, for walking away from you, for abandoning the gates, for warring against one another, for offense in our hearts, for even death, for speaking death. Forgive us, O God, Nimantum. Forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, that we might come before you without shame and without guilt. And we would declare, you are Abba, Father. You are Abba, Father. Let your kingdom come. Your will be done in this land. Cleanse and heal our land, O God, that we might stand one together, arm in arm before you. Almighty God, Creator, Abba, Astam Nimantum, come, Lord Jesus, come, and heal our land, that we would stand together in unity, and that you would command a blessing upon this land. We decree and declare that righteousness will prevail, and we cry, mercy, mercy, mercy.
And while we're standing here, there was another time the enemy tried to take over the throne. It was an Absalom spirit. We decree right now, no Absalom spirit can enter and be seated on the throne ahead. We say right now that Absalom spirit, we plead the blood of Jesus. We set a bloodline and we say the Absalom spirit is stopped from penetrating the seat of rulership.
As the name of Jesus is lifted high, it's lifted high, oh, it's lifted high. Jesus is lifted high in this land.
Now, and Jezebel had right to the throne because the king gave her right to the throne. It wasn't that she tried to take it, but her descendants took it for 7 years. Father, we decree that bloodline that has a Jezebel spirit, that has an Athaliah spirit, that would love to illegally rule the throne here in America, we say you are forbidden in Jesus' name. You will unravel in Jesus' name. That's what that word means. When you forbid something, its strategy starts unraveling. We say it will unravel now. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey.
Says you are fearsome. Human wrath serves only to praise you. And what remains of this wrath you wear as an ornament. So Lord, we decree from this place and this time that all the wrath and all the stratagems and all that's been unleashed in this nation, Father, we say it is forming a new garment of praise. It is forming an ornament and an adornment for you. Lord, it is forming an ornament, God, where you will be seen in a way that you have not been seen before by those who don't know you, by those who don't know how to look for you or where to look for you. Father, we decree now that this ornament is being formed. And it goes on to say, he curbs the spirit of princes and he is fearsome to the kings of the earth. So Lord, I thank you that coming out of this, there is a new fear of the Lord. God, there is going to be an awareness and a literal fear of you, of who you are and how you move and what you do, Lord, coming from this situation.
Now I want these three people to come stand up here. Robin, if you would come stand up. Gannett, you and Amon, come stand on the other side of Robin. And I want Jane from representing Latinos to come stand up here. Now, there's one other instance that is so important over that throne issue. Because after Solomon, Judah, Rehoboam, and Jeroboam split. And it caused a split nation. Brian, I want you to read that verse that I had you find this morning early. Because we are going to pray this today. Look at somebody and say, we are a nation above all nations. We are a kingdom above all kingdoms.
The 2 Chronicles 11, verse 2. But the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah, the man of God, saying, speak to Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, king of Judah, and to all Israel and Judah and Benjamin, saying, thus says the Lord, you shall not go up or fight against your brethren, but every man return to his house, for this is from me. Therefore, they obeyed the words of the Lord and turned back from attacking Jeroboam.
Father, we decree right now your kingdom will present a solid front in this hour. We bind that divisive spirit that tries to divide your kingdom to make it look like we are warring against each other. Lord, you forbade it even when the nation split. And you said for us to forbid that today in Jesus' name. Now, Jane, I want you to use your native tongue and pray for the Latino people to rise up, become prophetic, and to come into a new place in the kingdom.
Ahora yo declaro sobre Latinoamérica que tu voz no será más silenciado por la religión, no será más silenciado por las reglas que han dado desde que han cruzado, desde que han sido creados por un sistema. No más serán operando bajo una religión que es una máquina que solo sirve para continuar a mantener la máquina viva. Yo declaro el Espíritu de Dios sobre ti, que levantará como una voz rugiente sobre esta tierra de nuevo, y comenzarás a profetizar. Los hijos y las hijas comenzarán a profetizar la palabra del Padre que reina en los cielos, no más sentados en la tierra, sino sentados en altos lugares junto al Padre que te creó, en el nombre de Jesucristo.
Now, Rita, you and you, y'all stand right up behind them, right up behind them. When we're in prayer like this, we act out what heaven looks like in America. No, get up on that next ledge. He put the first people here first. And then hold the Israel flag behind that, wherever you are. See, this is God's order in this land. Without his covenant for it, with Israel, this nation wouldn't have a covenant. Now, Father, we honor this covenant that you made with your people, and you grafted us into it. He chose to put the first people here. Lord, we honor your choice of the first people, and we say now their voice will be totally restored. Father, our largest group of people other than white is Latinos. Father, we honor them in this land. We say, take your stand for the kingdom and rise up in Jesus' name. Now, Robin, you pray for Black America from a kingdom perspective.
Father God, I just thank you, Lord, that there is a divine reset that is happening in this hour, God. And you are calling us back to the place that you seated us, God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that we will not abdicate our royal position, Lord God, and trade our inheritance for a cup of soup, God. But I thank you, Father, that you are calling us back into our spiritual identity first, God. And I say, Lord God, that we will occupy that place first in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that you have called us as people of sound. You have called us as those, Lord God, who know how to take the spirit realm first. Whoa. And so, God, I say in Jesus' name that we will not bury our crown for a cup of soup in this hour. But I say, Lord, we return to the throne, and we say we will not take the payoff of Jezebel ever again, so that we can see the manifestation of the glory of God in this season. In Jesus' name.
Half of us in this room wouldn't even have a spiritual legacy had God not brought that people into this nation. Now, Father, we thank you that that people of African descent that are now Americans, we say they will rise up with a voice of triumph and shout your praises in a new way.
And I say that you are no longer slaves. You are sons and daughters of the Most High. Step upon the wind that is coming out of the mouth of God.
live out there. We live in the heavenly realms, and we decree what it looks like out there. God heard that prayer, and the Lord said, you watch me send it down like an arrow into this nation. Miss Dorley, come stand over here by Gannett and Amon. This nation is made up of immigrants, but they need to come in the way God intended them to come in, to take their new identity, not to bring an identity in here that's not of God. That God wouldn't have. The only way you can take access is by the door that is opened for you. Gannett, I want you to pray for the nations, you and Amon. We have Asian up here. We have African up here. But you came in and your voice is now heard in our nation. You immigrated in. You weren't brought over here as a slave. You immigrated in. Robin, we decree it again. We break that spirit of slave ship off of a people that were brought in here wrong. And we say they will rise up now as sons and daughters with a voice. But the issue here are those who immigrated to embrace the covenant of this land. Would you call them forth this hour, and then you call forth the next generation?
With heaven. Father, you brought us to this nation. I came to this nation and I was healed. I was restored. I was educated. I was married. I gave birth to beautiful children. I was blessed with everything that you have in this land. And Father, I give you praise for that. And I call every immigrant that came following the law of the land, agreeing with the law of the land, and was blessed, redeemed, lifted up, honored. Father God, I call them out. I call all Ethiopians and Eritreans, every other African countries. You were not called to borrow offense from our African Americans. You were called to heal them. You were called to show them who they are in Christ. We are called to be used for His glory, not to borrow offenses and put the mantle of slavery, poverty, and unforgiveness. Father, forgive us on behalf of all other nations that acted like second citizens before you, that acted that they needed handouts, that they needed to be helped by the government, to be given things that they do not labor for. Father God, for every robbery that was committed by the foreigners, forgive us, Lord. Forgive us. The land was beautiful. The land was good to us. This land was a blessing to us. So, Father, on behalf of all the immigrants that came legally, I repent. Forgive us, Lord. And for those that came illegally, Lord Jesus, have mercy.
Change their changes. Let them see their opportunity, Lord.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We bind that rebellious spirit that would rise up and that lawless spirit, and we loose an opportunistic spirit for those who have eyes to see. For those who don't, Lord, remove them from the land.
Father, I pray for the Ethiopians and the Eritreans. know what it looks like with communism. We know what it feels like when you don't have the right. But here you go, you gave us a voice. We can say what we believe. We can voice, Father God, what we believe, especially for those that are called by your name and call you Lord. Today, wake them up, Lord. Stir them up, Lord. Let them get up and say, I'm going to use my voice for the will of God to come in this land as it is in heaven. Father God, I pray. Madani tinna amlaki hoy ilam min hallo ini gita anta hayalna anta hulun china anta awakina laziza man yamataho faqad basamay yallo faqad bazich midir ihun mengist timta your kingdom rules it all, Lord Jesus. We call upon your kingdom to come and your will to be done. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Let's clap our hands and thank God for this. Now, if you would be seated, you guys stay in place. You're going to send us out with a song in a moment, but I want to give you an outline of what the Lord said this morning. When he said, this is where Sennacherib is invading Judah, and Hezekiah is king. And Sennacherib, and Robert has taught on this so beautiful before, but Sennacherib stood by the canal of the upper pool on the highway to the Fuller's Field, and Eliakim, who was in charge of the royal household, and Shebna the scribe, and Joah of Asaph, the recording historian, came out to meet him. Now, Father, I decree that every scribe, first thing the Lord said, every scribe that has my word, that has scribed it, face off the enemy in the coming days with what God has said. I declare every historian that understands the true covenant that you have with this land will face off the enemy in days ahead. Then Rabshakeh said to them, he represented Sennacherib, say to Hezekiah, this is what the great king, the king of Assyria, says. What is the reason for this confidence that you have? Lord, we are confident that you will rule this land. Your plan and strength for the war are only empty words. We break off any empty words or any words that are not filled with faith that's penetrating through this land to take action in Jesus' name. Satan can manipulate time and law. Go in to an important day like today, not knowing that Satan can manipulate time and law. Father, we come today from this portal and we set a bridle on manipulation in Jesus' name. If you say to enemy we trust in and rely on the Lord our God, is it not he whose high places and whose altars Hezekiah has taken away, saying to Judah and to Jerusalem, you shall worship before this altar. Lord, we say your altar is being restored throughout this nation. And then he said to them, make a deal with us. Make a deal. We'll give you horses to win your next war. Lord, we bind any underhanded deal that would go on today. It will be exposed publicly in Jesus' name. Then Eliakim and Shebna said, speak to us in Aramaic, because the watchmen, you're speaking in Hebrew, and the watchmen are going to get confused on the wall. Father, we bind any confusion in the watchmen that have established themselves today around this nation. We say nothing will knock them out of their abiding place in Jesus' name. Father, we decree today for an extension of the scribes, the historians, the prophets, and the watchmen in America. We say they will rise up from every tribe and tongue that you have brought into this land. By saying the Lord is going to rescue. Father, we thank you. You are coming down today in Jesus' name. Father, we break the deception of unbelief off of every religious rule in this land, and we say, rend the heavens and come down. The testimony of how nation after nation had shifted out of God's will. And he said, what makes you think you won't? Lift your hand and just say what you need to say back to him right now, wherever you are out there, whatever territory you represent, you need to say, we ain't budging.
But we're not budging. Standing firm.
What Hezekiah does is call for the prophet Isaiah. And he said, give us a word. Lord, we loose the prophetic utterance through this land that your seat for the future has been established. We say only that which will represent your covenant and favor your people. Now hear what I'm saying. God would put people in those seats in government that were not spiritual like us. Father, we say those who will favor your people past 2026, we asked you right now, seat them. If they will not favor your people, don't let them get in the seat in Jesus' name. And if you are part of his kingdom, your voice needs to be favored in days ahead. And you need to have an inroad for your voice to be heard. I didn't even think about that with the first people. They were positioned properly in the last season with President Biden, and the Bureau of Indian had a voice. Father, we decree right now, you are working upon your people's behalf. Now, this is what the Lord spoke to me, and this is why I knew he was extending this. As I read through in Isaiah 37. Hezekiah, this will be your confirming sign. This year, crops will be slim pickings. Next year, it won't be much better. But in 3 years, farming will be back to normal. Father, we say what you're doing today. And that was the other thing Pam told Rebecca. She said, none of this can change just overnight. But if God has the right voice in there, it can come into the fullness of demonstration. Father, we say within 3 years, we are moving right starting today. Father, we say you are positioning who is necessary to move your covenant people right in 3 years. All of a sudden, you took me. See how the word can do that? If you ask him, he will show you what you need to ask him. I said, Lord, that takes us to 2027. You said, show me what we look like after 2026. Father, we say after 2026, farming will be back to normal. What's left of the people of Judah will put down roots and make a new start. Father, we say through this election, sort out the remnant for your future. Sort out the remnant for your future. And even many who left Jerusalem will come back and start over. Father, we say many who have left your kingdom plan in this land in 3 years will come back and start over. Decree it right now that there will be reaping, there will be harvesting, and there will be a divine return in Jesus' name. The zeal of Lord Sabaoth has said this. Father, we come into agreement today with the zeal of Lord Sabaoth over this nation. Lord Sabaoth, we say, you have surrounded this nation. We are surrounding it with you, and we say, loose your zeal into your people this hour, so they rise up and decree that within 3 years we have come back to the place that we need to be as a nation. Call us back right now. Just call us back. Call us back. Call us back. Then the angel of the started striking the enemy's camp. Father, we loose you to come down and strike the enemy's camp. 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 Now y'all send us out with power.
We say to the north, give them up. We say to the south,
our first people will lead us forward.
We say to the east, give them up. We say to the west, give them up.
Somebody extend dynamic grace over them and say, because you stood today, you will keep standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Songs of faith, songs of fear, lawlessness and death. Voices praising other God. But you will be exalted here. Songs of hate.
I send you forth to stand and decree in 3 years you will see a new harvest.
This is the place. This is the place where your people can hear you. This is the place we can be restored. No other song will be found in this place but the word of the Lord. This is the place where your name is exalted. This is the place where your praise is found. We are the people who move in your power. The kingdoms of darkness are coming down. To the night.